This is episode 2087 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Paul Rudd is having a hard time accepting his new title as People's Sexiest Man Alive for 2021.
What? He's the sexiest man alive?
That's what they say. Paul Rudd is the sexiest man alive, according to
He's a cutie, but did People magazine run out of people to choose?
I think they've kind of run out of people to choose. Kind of like Marvel did. They ran out of people to play characters, so they got Paul Rudd to play Ant-Man.
There's other pretty people. Yeah. There's prettier people.
There are prettier people. But that doesn't necessarily translate to sexy. Pretty and sexy could be two different things.
There's other sexier men. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Paul says, oh, I'm so modest, I'm getting business cards made. And he's hoping that he'll finally be invited to some of those sexy dinners with Clooney and Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
And B. Jordan.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He says, I figure I'll be on a lot more yachts. There you go. Congratulations, Paul.
Well, it has to come with some benefit. Right, so if it's yachting.
Dang it. It's a sexy looking picture on the cover of People magazine today. So there you go.
He is, like I said, he is a cutie.
Yeah, he's a cutie. It is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today, Morgan?
Leonardo DiCaprio and Jeff Bezos.
Oh, speaking of former sexiest man alive, not Bezos, but Leo.
Which
I think
his head's kind of an odd shape.
Yeah, but you know, women love that guy.
Anyway, so he and Jeff Bezos, they might be feuding.
Feuding?
At least pretend feuding.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love a pretend feud.
Has Ryan Reynolds been the sexiest man alive?
Yes. So has Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I can see those.
They've run out. I think Gosling's even been sexiest man alive.
Hmm. It all started last weekend at the at the LACMA, the LACMA Art and Film Gala.
Well,
is it gala? Gala?
Gala.
I think it's gala.
Gala's fine. Meta. I don't know.
Gala. Data.
It's actually meta, but anyway.
The two buds, they were seen together with Jeff's partner, Lauren Sanchez, who made googly eyes at Leo.
Would you not? I mean, come on. Of course, she was probably had a couple of drinks in her.
No, if I was standing next to Leo, I'd probably make googly eyes too.
I saw the video, and she really, like, she stared him up. It's like, I
bet.
Baby.
Yeah.
I remember you on vacation.
Now, before
wow,
you
she's
think...
standing next to Baldy. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
It's kind of like, hey, Lauren, you know what? Keep it in your pants. This is a fancy tuxedo and gown gala.
She was standing next to a whole lot of money.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
And then she was standing next to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Anyway, now before you think that Jeff is mad at Leo, keep in mind that they are very close friends.
They are.
They even vacation together.
They do.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Now, however, Bezos being one to never miss an opportunity. He was teasing Leo about the viral clip with a photo that he posted on Twitter of him standing over a sign that reads, "Danger, steep cliff, fatal drop." And then he wrote alongside the picture, "Hey, Leo, come over here. I want to show you something."
I bet he did.
Hugh Jackman, Ryan Reynolds, Jimmy Kimmel,
and Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
That one bothers me. That gets a little uncomfortable sometimes.
If he would just stick with the original shtick, it'd be one thing. You remember Jimmy Kimmel hosted the Oscars?
Which time? He's done it a couple times.
There was a time that he did the whole Matt Damon skit.
Oh, yeah.
That was awkward.
It just gets awkward.
Our buddy Brian Williams.
Yeah.
Not. He's announced that he's going to quit.
What?
Yeah. He's quitting MSNBC next month after nearly three decades.
Wow.
With NBC News.
Wow.
Now, Brian's been working the late shift on MSNBC ever since he returned from his infamous 6-month suspension in 2015.
Oh, I'm sure it's been that long.
It's been that long. Can you believe that?
Oh, Seems like we were doing this story yesterday about Brian Williams. I remember that being a national nightmare on the Who Cares News back in 2015.
Yeah, because we remember when he falsified details of story. God, I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah.
Falsifying stories that he had covered, including the big one about him taking enemy fire while riding in a helicopter
in Iraq. I remember that. I'm in Iraq. I'm embedded. We're taking enemy fire.
Yeah.
He was in a hotel room.
Pew, 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 pew.
He was in a hotel room.
So
that wasn't the only thing he embellished. He embellished a ton of stuff.
A crap ton of stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, the fact that the credibility of this guy as a news guy went right out the frickin' window.
I can't believe they didn't let him go then.
Well, I can't either. But you know what? People like this Brian Williams guy.
Now, supposedly he's quitting on his own.
I'll buy that.
That's the word on the street.
Yeah, okay.
Either that or they're just covering it pretty well. Now, in a note he wrote to staff on Tuesday, following much reflection and after 28 years with the company, I have decided to leave NBC upon the completion of my current contract in December.
You did that wrong. You didn't tilt your head and you didn't talk out of one side of your mouth, looking at the camera like the other side.
Following much reflection.
Well, you can't.
And after 28 years with the company, I think he got wind of Bobby Flay retiring from Food Network because it's been about the same amount of time.
Wow, that's true. Bobby Flay's contract's up in December too.
Man, Bobby Flay is already retiring.
Maybe they're buds.
Maybe.
Maybe they're going to go sail the world together.
I doubt
they're going to get on a sailboat. Brian Williams and Bobby Flay, they're going to disappear into the sunset while a yacht rock song is playing in the background. I love
Sailing, take me away.
No. With Michael McDonald on board, too.
Captain. Gotta have the captain.
The captain of Yacht Rock.
All right, now speculation is that Brian has no other offers from competing networks, which...
So that would mean that
really
he's
would
retiring.
Not, because who would... Would anybody else...
like this guy? I think... The deal is it's been six or so years.
I mean, he was the original fake news.
That's right. Long before there was fake news, there was Brian Williams.
That's
my
right.
God.
Now, chances are money has something to do with it.
Oh?
Rumor has it that NBC was not willing to pay Brian the same $7 million per year.
What?
For such a low-watched news show.
He's been making $7 million a year on MSNBC? We're in the wrong biz. I'm just going to tell you.
We're way in
the wrong biz. Oh, my God. You know who's not in the wrong biz? And that would be Halle Berry. I just want to point out. She probably makes more than $7 million a year.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure she does. I mean, just off of her fitness line alone, I'm sure she's making all kinds of money.
She's probably doing just fine.
Because, you know, when you're a successful Hollywood actor, you should have your own fitness line.
Of course.
All right. More Who Cares is coming up tomorrow for you. If you can't wait till then, well, go to the podcast. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.